Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. I have chosen and consecrated this house, says the Lord, that my name may be there forever. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found the temple area, those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers, seated there. He made them weep out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area. If the sheep and oxen and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, take this out of here. And stone became my father's house, a marketplace. The disciples recalled to the word of scripture, zeal for your house will consume me. At this the Jews answered and said to him, what sign can you show us for doing this? Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews said, this temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days. But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus has spoken. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran. It's a parish priest of the Holy Father, the Bishop of Rome, and shepherd of the whole world. Since Rome is the center of the Universal Church, this ancient basilica is the cathedral of the Universal Church. Thus, this feast on the anniversary of the building's dedication is a celebration for all of us. And what Jesus is telling us, we are the temple of the Lord. For his body is the word, is the temple. He was risen after 3 days after his death. Jesus is reminding the people there then that he was the temple. But today, we are the temple of the Lord. We are to live his life. We are chosen for the glory of the Lord. Let us live well every present moment today. It's important because only in the present moment we can fulfill the will of God. Let us give strength to our life through Jesus. Through Jesus in our midst. He is in our midst. He is inside ourselves. Tell Jesus they want to be with him always. Tell Jesus we trust in his love. We want to also spread this love. No matter where we go. Jesus, we trust in you.